USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers. Get them vaccinated immediately.
Two states are ending coronavirus restrictions. For Mississippi, it starts tomorrow. Masks will no longer be required and all businesses can reopen at full capacity. Texas will do the same as of next Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More than a dozen people are dead after an SUV filled with 27 people inside collided with a semi-truck in Southern California. Hospital officials confirm 14 people died at the scene on State Route 115, about 60 miles west of the Arizona border, close to the U.S.-Mexico border. The California Highway Patrol saying the driver of the truck had only minor wounds. The SUV has a maximum legal capacity of 7 to 8 people. The Biden administration is imposing sanction on Russian officials and businesses for poisoning opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The intelligence community assesses with high confidence that officers of Russia's Federal Security Service used a nerve agent to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on August 20, 2020.
Your closing numbers on Wall Street at the final bell, the Dow losing 144 points to close at 31,391. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding Christopher Wray testifying before a Senate committee on the Capitol riots, Bank of America reportedly handed over customer data to the feds regarding the Capitol Hill riots. The bank handing over financial data from 211 of its clients who happened to use credit or debit cards for lodging, food, or other purchases in Washington, D.C. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley asked Director Wray about this.
I don't know any of the specifics, so I'd have to look into that.
And so has the FBI requested similar information from any other companies, to your knowledge?
Again, sitting here right now, I do not know the answer to that question. I do know that we work with private sector partners, including financial institutions, in a variety of ways all the time in a variety of investigations. But exactly the specifics of what may or may not have happened here, that I don't know sitting here as we're talking today.
Texas likes to stand alone, and it all started on this day many years ago.
Texas Independence Day is the celebration of the adoption of the Texas Declaration of Independence, which was signed on March 2, 1836. With this document signed by 59 delegates, settlers in Mexican Texas officially declared their independence from Mexico and created the Republic of Texas. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.